On one more story before we get back to the list about the cities from Fox News, Target, the Target retailer, marketing VP, holds senior position at organization pushing secretive transgender policies in K through 12 schools. And why are we not surprised? So Carlos Saavedra is vice president of brand marketing at Target and a treasurer at GLSEN. I don't even know what that stands for, but that's this group that pushes transgenderism into schools, pushes gender transitions, sexually explicit books, gender ideology at all levels of the curriculum, and so on. Okay, so this is, in my view, it's a satanic organization. So here we have another piece of evidence that Target, at least one of its executives, is tied to a satanic group. And this is in addition to Target actually partnering with a Satanist to design transgender clothing for children. I mean, for young children. I mean, you talk about completely insane, completely demonic. But apparently, the Satanism has infected the upper ranks of Target. And Target is doubling and tripling down on all this. Target's not saying, oh, we're sorry, we made a mistake, we're backing away from this. No, Target is out there saying, essentially, we're going to keep pushing this stuff. And, you know, we're going to target your children for transgender mutilations and whatever else goes with that, which is typically pedophilia, by the way. So Target, the pedo retailer. So, of course, continue your boycott of Target. Not only should you sell all stock of Target if you happen to have any. It's probably crazy to have your money in the stock market at this point. Anyway, that's just my opinion. But also, do not shop at Target. Don't buy anything there ever again. And you might wonder, well, where am I supposed to buy stuff that I need? You know, this is what happens when the mom and pop shops are destroyed by the big box stores, and then the big box stores end up being run by Satanists. We need to restore local commerce. So try to support your local shops if there are any remaining, and find alternatives. You know, there are some made in America online small retailers that sell a lot of products that are not tied to Satanists, by the way. And even ourselves, we are expanding our product line. I know we don't sell the typical stuff that Target sells, household goods and so on, but we're working on expanding our product line, and we're working on a new partnership that will launch a full line of preparedness and survival supplies coming up soon. I think in June, by the way. And we are selling these silver-infused pillows, the Silverite pillows, at healthrangerstore.com right now that people are going to love. We sold a lot of those pillows over the Memorial Day weekend, by the way. And if you bought one, wait till you get it. You're going to love it. It's good. It's the most comfortable pillow, the natural kapok fiber, the silver infusion, double layer of silver on the outer pillow case and the inner pillow shell. And you can remove the kapok fiber if you want to make it less thick. You know, you can adjust the thickness of it. People are going to love that. And we do intend to, at some point, offer silver-infused, lab-verified towels, you know, hand towels, bath towels, and things like that, and bed sheets at some point. All silver-infused. That's our focus, and all based on organic cotton, by the way. So that's coming. I know that's not Target stuff. Target will sell you cheap GMO cotton, you know, grown in China, you know, manufactured in a slave labor camp somewhere, you know, for the cheapest dollar. But that's not what we're going to do. Obviously. Oh, my goodness. You know, by the way, I want to be clear. I do not condone any sort of violence, obviously, against Target or any other retailer. And the bomb threats that have been made so far against Target have been made by left-wing, you know, LGBT pushers, the transgenders. We talked about that yesterday. Bomb threats against five Target stores by the tranny terrorists, right? And probably more of that will happen soon. I say don't ever resort to such tactics, of course. You don't need to. You know why? Here's why. By simply denying Target your business, you will cause them to financially implode because they have invested in infrastructure based on purchase history. based on sales volumes, based on projections of how much stuff they're going to move in each store, in each zip code, and so on. They have borrowed money. I mean, Target has to borrow a lot of money to function, by the way, especially for inventory and things and buildings and all of it. Target has borrowed a lot of money based on projections. Those projections are now going to fall flat because so many conservatives are boycotting Target. As a result, Target has overbuilt, overborrowed, and overinvested in infrastructure that will crash and burn. They will financially crash and burn in a manner that is, frankly, way worse than, you know, some isolated event. They will financially crash and burn to the point where they're going to have to shut down stores and they're going to have their own supply chain, oversupply problems, where they're going to have all this extra merchandise and they won't know how to get rid of it. They'll have to ship it to some other stores and have some fire sales on it, probably maybe late summer or early fall. They'll be trying to get rid of all this stuff because nobody's buying at Target anymore, or at least conservatives aren't. So if you really want to non-violently but financially hurt Target, the best way and the peaceful way to do that is to simply not shop there, ever, not once. And if you did just shop there, take it back, demand your money back, put those products back on the shelf, get your money back, and go shop somewhere else. That is the non-violent, non-confrontational answer. Just remove Target from your life and let them implode based on their debt and their overbuilding of infrastructure and their oversupply of their own inventory to the point where they start losing money hand over fist. Even they have to pay for transportation of products to other stores. So they have to wrap them back up, put them on pallets, put them on trucks, ship them to another store, have a fire sale there. They're going to lose 50% on these. They'll end up selling them for less than what they paid for them. Every box that goes out the door is, you know, 25 cents lost or whatever. That's how Target is going to burn themselves to the ground, which is only fitting since they're run by Satanists, right? You know, when you think of Target, just think of Satan and let them burn in hell for the evil they're carrying out against Earth's children. There you go. No violence necessary, nor condoned, nor advocated. You don't need that. Just shop somewhere else. Very simple. Let them crash and burn over their own debt weight.